Treasury made a projection back in May that we would that past August 2, we would no longer have enough cash to pay all of our bills. We've done an independent analysis of that based on publicly available data, and we also conclude August 2 is the correct date. Then Treasury reaffirmed that on July 1st last week. So we feel that August 2 is the most likely date past which there won't be enough cash to pay all of our bills. There's some minor chance that receipts would be a little bit higher and that the date might bounce out 4 or 5 more days. But there's almost no uncertainty at this point that sometime in the first 10 days of August, the government will no longer have enough cash to pay all of its bills.
And whenever that date turns out to be, what happens next?
Well, at that point, we'll be in a place where we've never been before. Never in any debt limit crisis or at any other time in our history have we failed to pay our bills when due. And so at that point, we would have to start non-payment of bills. We would only have about 56 cents on the dollar to pay our bills. So for the rest of August, according to our estimates, we would leave something like 44% of our obligations unpaid. And when I say obligations, it's the institutional role of the executive branch of the government to follow Congress's orders on spending. So these are congressionally mandated spending programs for which there will be no cash. And there's no precedent in our system for the executive branch having to make decisions about which of Congress's laws to obey and which not to obey.
So what federal departments would be affected and how quickly?
Well, we don't know, of course. Over in the executive branch at OMB and in the White House and Treasury, folks would be facing an array of choices, all of them unthinkable. So it seems that it would be a near certainty that there would be substantial federal layoffs, but that doesn't begin to solve the problem. You can't cut spending by 44% overnight without cutting really important and popular programs, and it could be anything. It would be all of the choices would be bad. If you decide to protect all of the safety net payments, for example, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that kind of thing, if you decide to pay all of them, then you've got no money at all to pay for the national defense, including the troops, and you can't operate the Justice Department, which includes federal prisons and the FBI and things like that. So that's obviously impossible. So you have to pay some of those things. The problem is, however you move the chess pieces around, you lose. You're going to wind up cutting things that you really don't want to cut.
So absent any new guidance from Congress, I mean, this is really just Treasury's call, right? I mean, they're going to have to make it up as they go. This is obviously uncharted territory, but are there any rules on how that prioritization would be done, has to be done in statute or elsewhere?
Not really. For the vast majority of these payments, it would be up to the administration to decide who gets paid and who doesn't get paid. It just would be uncharted water. Our system of government, again, is not set up to put the executive branch in this situation. It is always assumed that the bills will be paid in the order in which they arrive, or in order of which they're due to be paid. So this is a whole new system. The software is not set up to deal with it. And institutionally, we don't look to OMB and the Treasury Department and the White House. We don't look to them to make these decisions. These are congressional spending decisions. And if Congress wanted to, reduce spending by 44% overnight, some would say they should go ahead and do that. But they shouldn't put the administration in a situation where they have to do it with no rule book.
So it sounds like there's a lot of uncertainty as to exactly what would happen. But any word on how this might affect federal debts that are out there, debt repayments and or even federal contracts, or is that kind of just what the Treasury Department decides to pay what first?
Well, as it relates to debt, the bonded indebtedness of the United States, we assume that there will be no default, and we believe there will be no default because the highest priority, like it or not, is always going to have to be to service the debt, because if you fail to service the debt, your whole way of operating and the whole global financial system is at risk. So we assume that that Treasury and the administration would take that off the table and always have enough cash on hand to pay interest. There's also, though, the fact that we have $500 billion worth of debt that matures during August, and that's a typical month. And what happens is you have to sell new debt, and the day you collect the money from the new debt sale, you use that money to pay off the old debt. So it's like refinancing a mortgage using a different bank. You pay off the old mortgage at the very same time you take down the new mortgage. So we do that as a completely routine matter. It's not a news event, but to do it in the middle of a month in which we're perhaps not paying Social Security or not paying the Justice Department or not paying the troops, would be a different thing, and there would be a risk of that a certain number of buyers would go to the sidelines and say, well, let me know when you guys figure this out. And if that happens, which we think it would, rates would go up, and there would even be some remote chance that there wouldn't be enough buyers. And if that happens, then you would be in a situation where you're facing potential default.
So, you believe that happens even if Treasury decides we're going to take care of servicing our debt. We may not meet all our other obligations, but we're going to prioritize this. You're saying it's not as though bond markets are just going to say, okay, we've got our concerns taken care of. We don't care about the rest of this. They're going to be worried that you guys do not have your fiscal house in order.
Yeah, I hope we never run the test. I don't want to find out the answer to that question, but I suspect some purchasers of Treasury securities would hear the assurance, don't worry, we're not going to pay the old people their Social Security, but we are going to pay you interest, you folks over there in Switzerland, in the Middle East, in China who buy our debt. And some of them might say, really? I want to believe you, but I'm not getting paid a lot to own these securities anyway. I mean, these short-term securities are very, very low yielding at this point, so why not just take a few weeks off? And why not just say, again, let us know when you figure this out. We'll be back in the market.
And as far as taking those chances with markets, do we not start to get into the dangerous territory with the bond rating agencies and so forth until after that August X date, or should we start to worry before then?
Well, right now there's no evidence at all of worry in the bond market. In fact, the bond market's very focused on what's happening in Europe right now, and when things go well in Europe, our rates go up because the money goes back to Europe, and then when things go off the rails again in Europe, the money comes back here. So the bond market is notoriously focused on the next, 2 hours or 24 hours at the most, and not focused on August 2. And the assumption is clearly that the debt ceiling will be increased and that, the sovereign debt of the United States will never be a risk. If the talks were to go badly off the rails at some point and it was clear that we were going to pass August 2, I think you would see a reaction. I mean, I hope we don't find out, but you would see a reaction sometime in late July if it looks really like you're going to cross that bar. Then the possibility of a reaction would increase. And when I say a reaction, I mean rates increasing. I mean buyers for our debt deciding to go someplace else. You would certainly see an increased likelihood of that as August 2 approaches.
What should federal managers, federal agencies begin doing now in order to prepare for the possibility that we bump up against the debt limit?
I don't know this at all, but my guess is that there must be some planning going on for that eventuality, and I hope we never find out. But that would be up for them to decide, what sort of layoffs will be necessary and that sort of thing. Everything about it is uncertain except one thing, and that is we spend something like $14 billion in August on federal employee salaries and benefits, and it seems to me, a certainty that that's going to have to be cut by a substantial amount to accommodate a 44% overnight cut in spending. And the only way to cut it is to send people home in some form or another.